Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The DH, Tony Porras-Chica. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Otto. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to third. Knoblauch moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive off the glove of Worthington, and into shallow left field. Davis reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. Knoblauch scores. Puckett moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett tags and scores. Davis tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Munoz hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Davis scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Whiten goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Twins. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington hits a pop-up towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Puckett. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Perez-Chica is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perez-Chica strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Leos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Leos moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga is hit by the pitch. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos juggles the ball. That's an error on Leos. Berga moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berga scores. Whiten moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Twins. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Perez Chica is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Perez Chica is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez Chica hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive beyond third. Leos can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Laos is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Laos moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Laos moves to third. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Laos scores. 2 outs. It's 10-2, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing third base. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berge is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Whiten moves to third. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Cook now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing center field. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthington hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Porras-Chica is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez Chica is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez Chica strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0 for 3 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Alex Cole now playing right field. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a line drive towards third. Worthington fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive beyond short. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munoz moves to third. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Larkin now playing first base. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berga moves to second. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. It's 10-3, Twins. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin pinch hits for Mark Lewis. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Brown. Firmin reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. It's 10-4, Twins. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 3 in the game. Worthington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Firmin moves to third. Bob Kipper now pitching. Tony Perez Chica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez Chica is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez Chica hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. Felix Firmin now playing shortstop. Steve Olin now pitching. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Chili Davis. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a line drive towards third. Worthington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Levis hits a line drive off the glove of Hill, and into shallow left field. Levis reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 10-5, Twins. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berga hits a pop-up towards third. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.